The Steve Gruber Show, putting the cool back in redneck. Wait, that doesn't really work. Never mind. Here's Gruber.
Yeah, Bob, that didn't really work. Putting the cool back in redneck? Yeah. At any rate, welcome back to the program. Here's the deal. The big picture plan for the left is to delegitimize anyone they don't like. If they lose an election and it's within some margin, then they can delegitimize the winners. That's the plan. First is delegitimize Trump because he didn't win the popular vote. Of course, if you took California out of that mix, he did win the popular vote. So if you take far left California out, he did. But what I mean by that is this. Look to Georgia right now, where the Democrat candidate for governor, Stacey Abrams, is doing her level best to undermine the legitimacy of the winner of that race, Brian Kemp. He's ahead by 59,000 votes. The votes have not been certified yet. And there's a lawsuit that's going to come back today. Abrams saying she expects a federal judge to rule today in her favor, largely, regarding the federal lawsuit from her campaign filed over the weekend in the hopes of forcing a runoff election in Georgia's unsettled governor's race. Now, right now, Brian Kemp has a lead of 59,000 votes. He has 50.3% of the vote, all right? In order for there to be a runoff in Georgia, he would have to have 50% minus one. To avoid a runoff in Georgia, he has to have 50% plus one. It's that simple. If you have more than 50% of the vote in Georgia, it can go to a runoff election, which is the last gasp attempt for the far-left campaign of Stacey Abrams. So the whole point here is Brian Kemp was the Secretary of State. And, of course, they're trying to say that Brian Kemp somehow being Secretary of State unfairly impacted this election in Georgia. They undermine his legitimacy. They undermine his legitimacy before he becomes governor. They use that against him for the next 4 years in the hopes that they can oust him in the next election cycle. Same sort of bag of tricks they're using on Rick Scott in Florida and Ron DeSantis in Florida. Rick Scott, of course, has a 12,500 vote lead in the race for U.S. Senate there against the incumbent Bill Nelson. Ron DeSantis also defeating a far-left candidate in Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee. What does he have, a 35,000 vote lead over Gillum? And like I said, Rick Scott has a 12,500 vote lead over incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. Now, the point is this. Never in American history has anybody overcome a 10,000 vote lead, not even close. The largest margin I can find is Al Gore picked up something like 1,750 votes. And the original recount mess back in the year 2000 that went on for 36 days into the middle of December before the Supreme Court put an end to it and certified the vote with George W. Bush winning by 537 votes. And again, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's important to note that never in any of the recounts did any recount done by any major newspaper in Florida or any university in Florida show that Al Gore actually had won the election there. None. Hanging chads notwithstanding, no recount of the election in Florida ever showed Al Gore winning, period. The same will be true here, I believe. I have some confidence that Florida can get this right, despite Broward County, despite Palm Beach County, despite the shenanigans or the incompetence or the combination thereof. I believe that they can get it right because at this point, with the whole world watching, how are you going to sneak in more ballots? In Minnesota, they were able to bring him in the trunk of a car back in 2008. Norm Coleman unseated by Al Franken by a few hundred votes when a whole trunkload of ballots just magically appeared. Oh, look at that. We have to count these. Every vote counts. Listen, every vote should count, but every vote doesn't count. What I mean by that is simple. We have rules to follow. We have procedures to follow and guidelines and laws. I mean, if we're just going to accept ballots, well, they voted, yeah, but they came in 2 days late. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. They voted and their vote should count. Well, then, hell, let them vote a month later. Well, you know, Stacey Abrams hasn't won yet. Let them reopen the polls in Georgia. Let's get this right. I mean, if you're just going to count votes anyway, it doesn't matter at any time, and not follow the rules, then why the hell do you have rules in the first place? Hell, we'll just count whatever. until we get the result we want. That's a banana republic. The Democrats run around screaming about how things need to be legitimate and this and that, while they continue to try to delegitimize the president, the White House, the governor of Florida, the governor of Georgia, and anybody else that gets in their way. They will just try to delegitimize. This is a test run in many ways for 2020. How far can they go? Seriously, how far can they go? I mean, the Arizona results just don't even make sense. A fairly conservative Republican candidate, Ducey, gets elected by 350,000 votes to become the next governor of Arizona. And somehow a far left activist gets elected by 35,000 votes to become the next senator from Arizona. Did Jeff Flake poison the pond that badly? Now, that's possible. Jeff Flake and John McCain may have poisoned the pump sufficiently enough to turn Arizona against voting for a Senate candidate that's a Republican, but that doesn't make sense. It doesn't to me. Not when you have a governor that won by 350,000 votes. Arizona's not that big a state. 350,000 vote win for the governor and a 35,000 vote win for the far-left liberal candidate, one who was a political activist, who said it was okay for Americans to take up arms against Americans if they fought for the Taliban. That doesn't make sense to me. Something's missing there in that whole explanation. We'll find it out someday, I hope. I believe we'll be told the truth at some point, but, you know, you just have to scratch your head and look at that one and go, you know, I'd want a much closer look at that race. Now, Martha McSally, for her part, has done the right thing. She has conceded and said, I'm not going to drag this out. She has not conducted herself like Stacey Abrams has conducted herself, kicking and screaming and crying and whining and filing lawsuits. By my last count in Florida, there are at least 9 lawsuits filed, most of those designed to protect the integrity of the election, not steal it. Some things to keep in mind. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. You're going to need that gas today to keep warm, that's for sure. It's the Steve Gruber Show.